So recently this week, I saw a psychopath dude that's confirmed to be a psychopath go after what looks like to be an innocent lady, but she's old enough to know what she's doing. And she has no idea the guy's mouth and behavior and actions, you know. And she's just a quiet person and doesn't really say anything. She's pretty much a quiet, nice, kind person, you know. Nice to everybody. And I'm looking at this whole thing and I'm like, you know, this dude has two or three other ones on the side because he's talked about it. And so you're like, she don't know that. She don't know that. She'll learn it. I'm sure she'll learn it. It'll take a while. And then she'll have a choice to make. Stay away from the psychopath or stay involved in the psychopath. But if you stay involved with the psychopath, you become like a psychopath. Whether it's a man and a woman or the woman and the man being a psychopath or the woman. If you stay around a psychopath long enough, you start to think like them and question your reality. Because they don't care. They just want what they want. And they don't care how to fix anybody else, you know. They don't care what's right or what's wrong or how it affects you or how many boundaries you got. They're going to keep trying to cross the boundaries. They never stop. They're like Wile E. Coyote. And the sad part is it's going on all the time. People don't even know they don't even know there's a predator coming after them. The person puts on the good show, and this guy's got a good job, and she's probably thinking, oh, he's got a good job. She don't know what he's dealing with. I mean, she don't know what kind of person it is. I really wish I could tell her. Say, hey, that's a psychopath. Stay away from him. But I'm not friends enough with this person. So she's going to have to learn the hard way. That's the sad part. It's really sad. It's really sad. Nothing you can do about it. And nobody can tell you. You have to learn it on your own. You have to see it. It's hard to believe that those kind of people exist in this world, but they do exist. They are predators. Will they ever get convicted of sin? Usually not. Usually they never say. Usually they never get saved. Usually something bad. You know, it depends on who they attack. If they attack one of God's saints, something bad's usually going to happen to them to slow them down or shut them down. The guy plays the same game with all of them, you know. And it's just the same game he plays to pull them in and then destroys them. Then he just destroys them, I guess. That's what it looks like from what I'm hearing. Some of them realize what he is and fights back, you know. And he don't care. He don't care if they go away or fight back or what. He really don't care because he has an unlimited supply. As a psychopath, he studied the people. He knows how to manipulate people. And it's just the way it is. It's just another day. If they're foolish enough to step into it, shame on them. If they jump off a bridge, shame on them. No empathy, no compassion. Probably hates women because his mom or something, you know. It's really sick. Or he got burned by so many women, he says, oh, I'm gonna fight it back. Maybe he got burned by his first wife or something. Are the psychopaths born that way? Were they trained to be that way? Were they just destined to be that way? Can they get saved? Can they escape? Can they renew their mind and get regenerated? Apostle Paul was a psychopath. chasing down the church, trying to kill the church members, the born-again church members, till God saved him, and then he was out winning souls. That was his whole life, you know? The psychopathic people that I've seen in my life, they got saved. They became soul winners. Let me say it again. The psychopathic people I saw growing up, the ones that got saved, they became soul winners. But most of the psychopaths I saw growing up never got saved. And I saw a lot of psychopaths. I know psychopaths because I was raised around them. I know what they look like. And I stay far away from them. I don't trust them. I use a 10-foot pole if they show up. I say, okay, here's 10 foot. Stay 10 foot away from me, man. You can tell by their words. You can tell by their pride and their ego. The dirty jokes, the foul mouth. Overstepping boundaries. Back in the day, they used to blow cigarette smoke in your face. Now they can't do it in the restaurants. But you can sit beside one of these psychopaths, and they just look at you and blow smoke in your face. If you didn't smoke, they just do it on purpose. Pure evil. Yeah, my dad was a psychopath. I'm pretty sure he was. If not, he was a sociopath. Or a narcissist to the hilt. He pretend to have compassion on people. And everybody says, oh, he's a good man. He's a good carpenter. But if he was such a good man, why didn't he try to empathize with other people? Sympathize and empathize with his nephews or nieces or kids or sons or daughters or whatever. Why didn't he empathize and sympathize? Why was it all about him? Why did he go to his grave as an alcoholic? And his son's trying to get him saved. Instead of him saying, hey, get saved. I was already saved. I'm trying to get him to get saved. And it's like, come on, get saved. You're going to burn in hell, man. I didn't say it like that, but I would now, today. If he was still alive, I'd say it like that. Look, just because your bloodline is a psychopathic bloodline don't mean you have to be one. Run to Jesus, get saved, and he'll heal you. Repent, turn and burn, turn or burn. Become a new creature. Keep up the boundaries. And when you get right before God, see, the psychopathic system's trying to turn you into a psychopath. Or a sociopath, or a narcissist. And then when you get saved and you get right, set up the boundaries, because you don't want these, you can't, I don't care if it's your bloodline, I don't care if it's your coworkers, I don't care if it's your culture. These psychopaths can put on a good smile and talk a good talk, so you better put up the boundaries. And you better be ready and pay attention and be on guard all the time. But if they say, hey, I'm born again, that's a pretty good sign that they're really not a psychopath, because I've seen psychopaths say, I'm saved. When'd you get born again? When'd you get reborn? When'd you get spiritually born? You said you're saved. Why you still act like a devil? Why you still talk like a snake? Why you still hang out with the thieves and the liars and the drunkards, the drunk-tards? And the brawlers who like to fight all the time. Are you sure you're saved? I don't know if y'all heard that call or not. I don't know why you got the heat on that.
80 degrees. Anyway, what was I talking about? Psychopaths. If they get saved, Apostle Paul, God knocked him down and he became a soul winner, and that was his whole life, you know? So if there's somebody who's a psychopath and gung-ho and out there still killing and destroying everything they can, chasing every skirt under the sun and causing turmoil and being pure evil, and they get saved, they got a lot of sin they got to cover, so they're out trying to win souls, you know? He that wins souls is wise, and he that wins souls covers a multitude of sins. Long story short, sometimes somebody has to face off with a psychopath and then figure out what they're dealing with and then Google it and learn about narcissism and sociopaths and psychopaths and scorners. And if you lived more than 40 years, you should know these people. You should be familiar with them, you know? It's really a trio. Why you got somebody with the heat on and it's 80 degrees? It sounds a little bit fishy to me. Anyway, go fishing, I guess. That's what I'm getting ready to do, I reckon. Go fishing, see what breaker, what fuse blew or something. I don't care. Once a week, this dude's calling with another issue. Every week, he has to come up with something. It's really sad. So you got some people are psychopaths, some people are Karens and Kevins, and some people are always causing trouble and want attention, and you got all kinds of characters. I've been dealing with rideshare and hospitality for a long time, and you have the same characters that show up on the scene. You got some that never call you. They don't care if the socket goes out or not. They just endure it. You got some call you about little stuff, and then you got some that probably try to tear stuff up on purpose. And they always call you at the same time every time. When did that happen? Yesterday, today, just now? Well, how come the calls come in at the same time every time something happens? Some patterns are so obvious. I just got to the point in life, you know, I can't fix people. I can see the games that they're playing, but I'm not going to try to fix them. I just don't let it bother me. I don't know what kind of power you put on that thing to cause it to break a fuse, because it's a dedicated circuit. I don't know what's going on with that. You know, bizarro land. When you set up a dedicated circuit and somebody breaks the breaker, that don't even make sense. You got a 25 amp circuit and it's a 20 amp heater, it shouldn't be causing a problem. It might be a 20 amp circuit, but we'll see. The stuff I see on a daily basis, like just seeing that psychopath attacking that lady who seems innocent, she might not be, hopefully she's not.
He don't care. He has his agenda and he's going to try to accomplish it. He don't care who he gets over on. And notice the psychopath, they don't care. They want to make a, they actually want to make a copy of themselves, turn you into a copy of them. And the saved person is trying to turn people into a copy of Jesus. We're trying to point people to Jesus to be like Jesus. The psychopath is trying to turn you into a copy of the devil. And so the game, it's a copy machine. The game just keeps on playing. I can't intervene unless somebody asks me. What do you think about this person? Psychopath. How do you know? I just know. Run. Stay away from them. You ain't going to save them. You ain't going to fix them. You ain't going to help them. You're just going to be destroyed if you don't pay attention. If you're not wise enough, mess you up. But if you've already been through it a few times, you're ready. You'll see the contradiction and the lies and the game and the selfishness. They're just pure selfish. The psychopath is just selfish to the hilt. And they think they're smarter than the law and everybody else. They think they're smarter than everybody else. But they're not.